You're listening to the Discovery COVID-19 podcast. Our expert guests help you to understand coronavirus disease 2019 and how you can manage your health, well-being, and financial security during this time.
Hi, I'm Cassie Chambers. I'm the Operations Director at the South African Depression and Anxiety Group. And while we see more cases increasing every day of more South Africans who've been tested positive for COVID-19, we're having more and more people that are now having to deal with a positive test and being diagnosed with this illness that has grown globally. It can be very scary, and I just wanted to touch on a few tips and tools on how to manage that if you have tested positive for COVID-19 and what kind of support and help you could do during this time to look after yourselves and to your loved ones. While testing for COVID-19 can increase your anxiety, it can feel very scary and you might feel frightened, and especially waiting for the results, that can increase your anxiety even further. During that time, it's important to keep busy. Do as much calming strategies as you can and meditations and mindfulness just to help you to get to that period where you'll get your results. Once you've tested positive, it can feel very overwhelming. Your anxiety levels are high, you're worried, you're stressed, you're even feeling instantly lonely that you are this person diagnosed. You might even have feelings of shame or guilt or isolation and feel the stigma that perhaps others might judge you or fear you. Please remember that you are not to blame for your diagnosis. Anyone can get the virus. It does not discriminate. And it's often people that are diagnosed that are too afraid to speak out. So if you are feeling anxious or overwhelmed, reach out to someone that you can trust and speak to about how you're feeling, and let them also support you during this time. There's things that you can do to make sure that you look after your wellness during your quarantine or your self-isolation after being tested. And this is a great place to start, is to set up your wellness plan. What are you going to be doing to looking after your mental health and your physical health together? Keeping that mind and body, making sure you're resting, you're taking your treatment, you're drinking lots of water, and you're really giving your body a chance to recover well from this illness. But that you're also looking after your mental wellness, which is so important. Your attitude and your outlook can really contribute and affect how quickly you get better and how well you cope during your self-isolation. It's also really key to build your resilience or your coping skills during this time. And I think this is where we can turn to finding different ways to connect with others. And this is important, is that you can still connect, whether it's virtually and doing online sessions, Skype, Zoom, video calls, telephone catch-ups. You've got all the time now to speak to people and have those deep conversations instead of when in our normal lives when we're so busy and we hardly have time to get past, hello, how are you, and we move on. Now you can really get an update and take advantage of that. Do lots of things that build your support circle. So when you're feeling overwhelmed or down, you have more people to speak to and people can check in with you. During your time of dealing with the diagnosis of COVID-19 and treatment during your self-quarantine and isolation, is doing things like increasing your relaxation and stress reduction strategies. And these could be anything from having bubble baths, doing stretches, yoga, mindfulness, listening to meditation videos or podcasts or audios. All of these things can really just help you to feel calmer, more relaxed. During this time, it's really key that you do things that you enjoy. Reading your books, listening to your music, watching your movies, filling up your cup so that you can look after your mental wellness during this time. It's very difficult and very isolating to be living with COVID-19 by yourself. So speak to someone, make sure that they know, make sure that you've got a support circle. You'll be amazed at how many people actually want to help and reach out. Equip yourselves and with loved ones around you as to what you can and can't do with COVID-19 diagnosis. I think it helps to empower you, and knowledge is everything. So knowing the signs and symptoms and your protection measures can help you to cope and understand what you can and can't do. But it also equips your loved ones. So it helps to break the stigma and break the fear. If you are feeling overwhelmed or anxious, please reach out to a mental health professional, whether it be a counselor, a therapist, SADAG helpline, your doctor. There is support available and you don't have to do this alone. Sometimes it's just knowing where to start and who to speak to.
This podcast was brought to you by Discovery. Stay informed, stay healthy.